All right, special red alert report on the so-called civil war in Russia that's being widely reported in the mainstream media as taking place. Now, first of all, the mainstream media lies all the time. And probably this is not a civil war inside Russia. I'm going to give you my analysis. This is Mike Adams here, of course, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. And over the last day or less, half a day, whatever, it looks like the war of words between Wagner Group leader Prigozhin and the Russian Ministry of Defense, like that war of words has escalated to not yet a shooting war, probably, but troops on the streets, tanks on the streets. Prigozhin claimed that the Russian military used attack helicopters to kill dozens of his troops in a helicopter missile strike, I believe. There's no evidence that that has actually happened. Not that I can see. Now, again, details are kind of sketchy. Maybe more details will come out. So take all this with a grain of salt. It's hard to know what's coming out of Russia right now. But as far as I can tell, there's no evidence that that actually happened. There could be, this whole thing could be theater. And let me just walk you through some of the other things that have happened. So Prigozhin has brought his troops and equipment and vehicles and tanks and so on, it appears anyway, into the city of Rostov. And the Prigozhin group has, or Wagner group, has taken over numerous government buildings there. Meanwhile, the Russian government, through its official news agency TASS, has issued essentially what is a call for the arrest, or a warrant for the arrest of Prigozhin for an armed insurrection. This is kind of like Russia's J6, it appears, or at least similar elements. And Putin has, so far, as of this recording, has not sounded off on this. I have long believed that Putin was an ally of Prigozhin. Otherwise, I thought Prigozhin would have been removed or arrested or assassinated long ago, because he said some pretty crazy things, like outrageously crazy, calling Shoigu and others traitors who needed to be, I think he said, either indicted or executed or something. But he called them traitors. And right now, so there's a lot of chaos in Russia. No one's exactly sure how this is going to roll. There are troops and kind of a military hardening of government buildings in Moscow taking place, which is interesting. While, again, the Wagner Group has apparently taken over government buildings in Rostov. So from the West's point of view, through the propaganda media outlets, the Washington Post and so on, they're all celebrating this. They say, oh, this is finally the civil war we needed. Someone needs to topple Putin. Maybe it'll be Prigozhin. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. Putin is, you know, 10 moves ahead of everybody. And this whole thing might be Putin's plan, come to think of it. But I don't think that this is a civil war. I think this is either theater, you know, art of war type of theater. Sun Tzu, the Chinese general, or in English, as you say, Sun Tzu. In Mandarin, we say Sun Tzu. But the art of war says you should always appear weak when you are strong. You know, appear vulnerable when you are strong. So this whole thing could be, and I say could be, an attempt to bait Ukraine and the West into trying to attack Russia or attack the Donbass region, thinking that Russia is in a state of extreme chaos right now, when in fact, or potentially, it could be just theater. Now, we don't know this for sure, obviously. It's just one possibility. Another possibility is that, yeah, Prigozhin has gone off his rocker here, and he really means to try to take over the government and carry out a coup d'etat, right? Which is probably not possible. But if that were the case, my best guess is that Prigozhin will be taken out pretty quickly, and this uprising will be put down pretty quickly. And most of the soldiers of the Wagner group will simply be reassembled back into the Russian military, and the Russian military will continue its operations simply without the wild antics of Prigozhin, and the Wagner group will be dispersed, like I said, and then integrated into other military units. That's just my guess. Now, the caveat in all of this, I must mention this up front. I don't speak Russian or read Russian, and I'm not the expert on Russia or Ukraine. So these are just my best guesses based on the super sketchy information we have so far. Not a lot of certainty yet. Maybe the picture will become more clear over the next few days. I am more of an expert on Taiwan and China because, of course, I speak some Mandarin Chinese. I don't read it, by the way. Never learned to read the characters. But I do speak it. I lived in Taiwan. I've toured throughout different parts of Asia, public speaking, things like that in years past. So I know a lot about Asia, but Russia and Ukraine, you know, I'm not the top expert. So I do want to hear from other experts on this and get their analysis before I make up my mind. But the reason I'm passing this along to you, even though I don't have a lot of certainty about what's going on, is that there is a very high risk of major instability in the region that could lead NATO and Ukraine to believe that they have an opportunity to wage a major assault on Russia in the next day or two. In other words, the appearance of chaos in Russia could lead Western military leaders and the U.S. State Department, potentially, to overestimate their chances or their opportunity to attack Russia. And they could actually issue a go order for a long-planned assault on Crimea, for example. And there are other rumors swirling around on Twitter, mostly, that Ukrainian forces are going to attempt an attack on Russia proper, the motherland of Russia, not just the disputed Donbass region, or nor even the Crimea region, but Mother Russia. I think that is a very risky maneuver, and it could lead to rapid escalation. Now, over the last week or two, I've put out numerous interviews and analysis, podcasts and videos with people like Steve Quayle and Michael Yan and others warning about this escalation and how quickly this escalation can turn into nuclear war, where the West wants to deploy F-16s that are nuclear capable, where Putin has said that if they do that, then the military bases from which those F-16s are launched would be legitimate targets to be nuked by Russia. And then where, if such nukes were deployed, there would likely be a nuclear retaliation by Western European countries who would potentially launch nukes against Russia. And then Russia, seeing those incoming strikes, missiles, ICBMs, would probably try to launch everything. At least that's my best guess. Launch everything, meaning launch the nukes against the United States, as well as Western countries. So this chain of escalation could happen very quickly, within minutes, actually. And right now, a chaotic situation with a lot of unknowns it's almost begging somebody to make a mistake and to react quickly without good information and without thinking through the consequences. And since we in the West, we are ruled by illegitimate, quote, leaders, regimes in the UK, the US, and so on, run by lunatics and criminals, then the risk of them making a poorly informed, irrational decision, especially if that decision makes them think that they could destroy Russia, that risk is very, very high. And so right now, where we stand right now, and I'm recording this very, very early Saturday morning on, June 24th. The risk of nuclear war happening this weekend is the highest that it's ever been, probably since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And that's why good news would be if, let's say, if Russia arrested Prigozhin and put down that uprising very quickly and got it all back under control. That would be more stability, and that would force the West to rethink whatever crazy plans they have in mind. But the more chaos there is in Russia, the more the West is likely to do something irrational. Not that they do that every day, but this would be even more incentive to do something crazy. And that means there's a higher chance of nuclear war and a higher chance of escalation. leading to insane outcomes, you know, like nuclear strikes on American cities. Now, it's interesting to me that at our store, healthrangerstore.com, for whatever reason, over the last 24 hours, it seems, we got hit with a very large number of orders of our Ranger buckets, which are the, you know, the storable food items that we have. A heavy, heavy order volume. In fact, it's weird that order volume, well, actually, I guess that it did start about the same time that the Wagner group, Prigozhin, started to announce this uprising. I don't know if it's related, but for whatever reason, you know, and sometimes people, they tend to realize things in groups, you know, because of the unconscious minds kind of sharing, you know, warnings or feelings or information sometimes. But for whatever reason, people are hammering our website right now, and they're buying Ranger buckets and the mini buckets and mega buckets, basically storable food. The good news is we are well ahead on inventory, so there's no need to panic in order to, you know, to make sure you can get one. It's not like they're all sold out at this moment. But I think what's happening is this situation in Russia is reminding people to get squared away with all of their supplies, whether it's food or medicine or backup communications or, you know, whatever, firearms, ammunition. In fact, I probably need to place another order for some ammo myself. But whatever, I get so busy, I forget to stock up on stuff sometimes. But we're getting hammered right now, so we're going to be real busy on Monday shipping out orders, especially if things get crazy over the weekend. Nevertheless, I don't mean to make this about our store or storable food or anything, but the situation in Russia, you need to watch it very, very closely over this weekend. And you need to pray for stability and that this so-called uprising or civil war is resolved quickly. Now, again, I do not think that this is going to be the end of Russia. Not by a long shot. I think that's wishful, delusional thinking by Western propagandists. I don't see any way in which this is the end of Russia. It could, however, be the beginning of the West's assault on Russia. And you notice that there's an air exercise that just took place, a massive air exercise among NATO countries. And that air exercise, I think, just ended maybe a couple of days ago. I think it started June 12th. And it was a coordinated exercise of air strikes and assaults and missile launches against targets in Russia. So it was an exercise to target airfields and refineries and ammo depots and military bases and infrastructure bridges, especially Crimean bridges and so on. You know, supply chain for the military. That exercise just ended. And then here we are, Prigozhin announcing an uprising. Is that a coincidence? I doubt it. Remember that blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline happened after a U.S. Navy exercise that was called Balt Ops, the Baltic Sea Operations, Balt Ops 22, because I think that took place in 2022. They planted the explosives that later on blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, cutting off Western Europe from Russian gas via Gazprom, of course, as you know, which also cut off the supply of fertilizer and ended up causing food prices to skyrocket across Western Europe. But, you know, that's a whole different podcast. So often an exercise by the West is a cover story for something that they're actually planning, something big, some, you know, maybe planting a nuke or a nuclear false flag or explosives. Maybe they're going to destroy infrastructure. Maybe they're going to target Putin. I don't know. Maybe they're going to launch a nuke at Moscow and see what happens. I don't know. But I do know that Western leaders are insane, crazy, off their rockers, insane, a bunch of criminals and lunatics who don't understand history, which means we're all in danger right now. We're all in danger. And I just pray. I mean, first of all, if we had honest elections in America, these lunatics wouldn't even be in charge. So they had to rig the elections first in order to put themselves in power, which just shows you what insane criminals they are to begin with. You know, they respect no rule of law, no actual principles of democracy. Everything they say is a lie or faked or staged or what have you. So the bottom line is we are all in extreme danger right now, and we need to take steps to be fully prepared and also to stay informed. So it's critical that you look at your preparedness for nuclear war this weekend. Take a good hard look. You know, how's your supply of backup water? And do you know how to filter cesium-137 fallout out of your water? Because I did a whole free video on that a couple weeks ago where I tested dozens of water filters and I posted the results of which ones removed 100% of the cesium. And there were, well, or nearly 100%. Some of them did 99.98%. There were six of them that performed that well or better. So I have a story about that on naturalnews.com if you want to see which six those are. We did the lab tests. We actually, you know, filtered out cesium. You know, we actually ran cesium-contaminated water samples through all these filters, and then we took the resulting filtration sample and we tested that via ICP-MS. And then we published those results. I also put a video about that up on Brighteon.com on my channel, HR Report. So make sure you know what water filters work. Make sure that you have backup supplies and a bug out plan. You know, top off the fuel in your vehicle this weekend. And if you can safely store additional fuel, which, as you know, I recommend diesel fuel for that purpose, and that's why I recommend diesel vehicles, because diesel is so much safer to store than gasoline, and it lasts longer. But make sure you stock up on extra fuel if you can store it safely. Don't violate local fire codes. Gasoline vapors can create a fuel air explosive inside your garage if you're not careful. If you have a leak in one of your containers, you know, it can be bad. So be mindful, be safe, you know, obey local safety codes and things like that. Check out your firearm situation. Check the batteries on your red dot optics or what have you. When was the last time you cleaned your firearm? If you've been carrying it like I do, I carry it around, you know, the ranch all day, and it gets all dusty. There's all kinds of crazy grime that gets inside the gun somehow. It's like, wow, how did this even get in there? So I have to clean my pistols, you know, every couple of months just to, and then I clean them and lube them and test them, make sure they're all good, and then reholster, redeploy. But you need to make sure you're doing that too. Make sure you know how to run your rifle. This situation in Russia could be tied to the activation of communist Chinese troops in the United States, these troops that have already been pre-positioned in the U.S., these troops, hundreds of thousands of them, that may be given activation orders to start attacking U.S. infrastructure, which would be power grid substations, refineries, bridges, ports, police stations, hospitals, you name it. So you could wake up one morning, like any day now, and you could find yourself living inside basically the Red Dawn movie with, remember the Red Dawn movie starring Patrick Swayze back in the 80s? Except it'd be all Chinese troops right now. You know, communist Chinese. And we could be in a nuclear war with Russia. You could have nuclear strikes on major U.S. cities. Technically, it could happen this weekend. I pray to God it doesn't, but it could. I mean, we're really, really close to a chaotic situation. So use your time wisely. Get prepared. I will attempt to keep you informed with articles and podcast content and so on. Weekends are, it's more difficult for us because, you know, of course, I don't have all my staff working for editing articles and even editing videos and things like that. So, you know, as always, the biggest news always breaks on the weekend when most people are not working. It's funny how that always works out. But I'll do my best to keep you posted with podcasts and some headlines up on naturalnews.com. So just stay informed, and I will do my best to bring you additional information. Get prepared, stay safe, watch the situation closely. We're in very dangerous times. All right, thank you for listening. I pray for your safety, and thank you for all your support. If you do want some of our food products, by the way, the Ranger Buckets, healthrangerstore.com is where you get that. We also sell, by the way, iodine. We sell a variety of prepping and survival supplies and food supplies, mega buckets and mini buckets, you know, long-term storable food that's vacuum-packed in what we call bricks, which are formed, vacuumed plastic envelopes that hold portions of food, and then it's all packed in these rugged, long-term storable buckets. And we also have number 10 cans of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, everything. I mean, blueberries and goji berries and the sources of vitamin C that come from fruits, you know, and freeze-dried vegetables and so on. Very long shelf life on the freeze-dried stuff, like crazy long. Number 10 cans, rodent-proof. You can check all that out, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. And like I said, I'll do my best to bring you additional updates as they become available. All right, take care.